Good morning. Grace and peace to you as we gather together in the name of the living Christ to worship our God this morning. Surely God is with us in this virtual worship place and calls us to worship in spirit and in truth. Let us pray. Holy and merciful God, we pray that your spirit will be our strength, your word will be our guide, your love will be our comfort, and your promises will be our hope. Through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, amen. Welcome again to our virtual worship space here at Parma Christian Church. You're welcome to join us each Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. For any visitors who are joining with us today, I am Reverend Nancy Dunn, the interim pastor at Parma Christian Church. Richard Woodward is our organist and pianist. Daryl Cravanos is our IT and videographer. And Daryl is also our elder for the day. There are two items that I want to remind you of this morning as we worship together. The first is that we will celebrate Holy Communion with one another because we believe that it is important to participate in communion weekly. We will have a time towards the end of our worship service to celebrate, and I would like to remind you that we believe your table is an extension of Christ's table, and all are invited to participate. So you may use whatever you have at your home, bread, juice, whatever you may have, to celebrate Holy Communion with us. The second is that we would remind you of a weekly offering. Your generosity is greatly appreciated, and you may use our online giving tool that is found on our church website, www.parmachristianchurch.org, or you may mail in your offering to Parma Christian Church, 7000 Ridge Road, Parma, Ohio, 44129. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. We continue with the story that we've been following in this first chapter of Mark that talks about the beginning of Jesus' ministry, his first days as he is calling disciples to him, as he is teaching in the synagogue. And in this scripture today, we hear about how he heals those who are sick and also how he seeks to be alone to renew his spirit. Hear now this story from God's holy word. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to Jesus all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And Jesus would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So as I mentioned, once again, we are looking at this first chapter of Mark. And in today's scripture, the author of Mark quickly advances the story, throwing us snippets or details and moving Jesus right along. Last week, we ended our scripture lesson with Jesus teaching in the synagogue and casting out a demon from an unwell man. Today, Jesus and his disciples have left that synagogue, and they went to Simon and Andrew's house, where they discovered that Simon's mother-in-law was not well. Jesus quickly assessed the situation, and he healed her. The amazing thing that happens next is that the word of her healing spreads like wildfire. The whole town hears the news, and soon Simon's house becomes the local emergency room. Everyone who is sick rushes to Simon's house because they want to be healed. Those who aren't sick rush to Simon's house because they want to witness what is happening. And then Jesus takes time and he heals many, many people. We don't know how many. It doesn't tell us that. It just tells us that he heals many people. You see, Mark often skips those little details because he wants to get through the story. He's rushing to tell us what has happened. He tells us that Jesus cured many who were sick with various diseases, cast out many demons, and he wouldn't let the demons speak because they knew who Jesus was. We don't know all about all of the details of that, who he healed, what demons he cast out, and we don't know how long a time period this took. We only know that in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus slipped away from the house and went out to a deserted place to pray. And as I read the scripture over and over again, preparing for today, a couple of thoughts went through my head. I wonder if Jesus was tired. I wonder if Jesus snuck away from Simon's house because he needed to take a moment to breathe and to pray. I wonder if he might have been suffering from what we call compassion fatigue. You know, every single act of healing and preaching that Jesus did was born out of his care and his concern for the people of God. And in these first 39 verses of Mark, we have seen Jesus' baptism. We've seen Jesus call people to be his disciples. We have seen him stand up in the synagogue and teach in a new way about God's care and love. And we've seen him cast out an evil spirit. We've seen him heal many people who are sick. And while we might think of this, you know, listening to little bits and pieces of it over several Sundays as a long period of time, in reality, this was only maybe 2 or 3 days, maybe a week at most. These first few days for Jesus are full of action, full of immediacy. Mark uses the term immediately many, many times in his scriptures. It's full of work. But yet even Jesus needs rest. Even Jesus finds that he needs to take some time for himself to renew his spirit and to pray. Even Jesus needed to find a quiet place to renew his soul. You know, we've been living with COVID-19 in the United States for more than a year now. And as strange as it seems, we are now 11 months into our strange exile from what was normal in the days pre-COVID. In March of 2020, in order to keep ourselves and our loved ones healthy, we made drastic changes to our lives. We changed how we shopped, we changed how we worked, we changed how we went to school, we've even changed how we worship. And we did all of this because this virus was unlike anything that we had ever seen before in our lifetimes. This virus moves fast. It's stealthy. It has a way of spreading through the air, through our very breathing, that completely caught us all off guard. In order to maintain our health, we've learned that we need to wear masks. We've learned that we need to keep distance from each other. As one commentator I heard put it, we need to stand far enough apart that we're not breathing each other's air. We've learned that we need to limit how many people can be in a room with one another. Yet, despite all of the changes we've made, many people have become sick. Hundreds of thousands of people in the United States alone have died. And when I read the sentence in our scripture today that Jesus snuck away and went out to a deserted place after healing the townspeople, it made me think about all of the doctors and nurses and healthcare people that I've seen on the news who've given all of their energy to fighting this virus and who are exhausted. They have given all of themselves to help heal those who are the sickest among us. Knowing that the patient's loved ones cannot be with them, these doctors and nurses have held their patients' hands and offered comfort and compassion. When I read the sentence about Jesus finding time to be alone to pray, I think about all of those stories that I've seen on the news, about how we hear of these healthcare workers who are exhausted and need to find rest. Compassion fatigue is real. It is real for all of us. This year, we have poured out all of our energy on keeping ourselves and others safe. We've poured out our spirits into actions that we have not even ever thought of doing before. None of us thought to wear a mask every day. And I can tell you, I don't think that that's ever going to go away, at least not in our immediate lifetime. We have done what we can to keep things going during this time of COVID, but yet we've made such extensive changes that change even zaps our energy. Change alone can be exhausting. And we've done all of this without knowing when this pandemic will end. Now, the vaccines that are out there that many of us are beginning to receive, it gives us hope. Hope that the end of the pandemic will come soon, but yet we still don't have a clear idea of when we will reach that finish line. So we keep moving forward. We keep doing these practices. We keep wearing our masks. We stay socially distant from each other, and we continue to pray that one day we will be able to hug one another again. Yet all of these changes wear us thin. Our healthcare workers are fatigued. We are fatigued. Our loved ones are fatigued. Just like Jesus was fatigued after healing Simon's mother-in-law and all those who were sick in Capernaum. When Jesus was fatigued, he took a break from the crowds. He found a quiet place where he could pray, and he rested. Now, this isn't something that Jesus just does this one time in the Gospel of Mark. It's actually something that he does over and over and over again. He goes away to find a quiet place to pray. Jesus knew that he needed those moments of solitude in order to heal his own spirit. If Jesus needed those moments of solitude to refresh his mental health and well-being, then it goes without saying that we do too. Yes, when the troubles of this world weigh heavily on our spirits, we must be willing to admit that we need to take a break and to find ways to support one another so that we can take a break. Compassion fatigue is real. And if we believe that we can do it all without taking the break, then we are only fooling ourselves. Today's scripture does an excellent job of reminding us that even Jesus needed to take a break. Sometimes we focus too much on Jesus' divinity and not enough on his humanity. Jesus was both human and divine, and in the scripture we see the human side of Jesus seeking out a quiet place to pray and to renew his spirit. And when Jesus' disciples found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. Even though Jesus found time to take a break to renew his spirit, the world did not stop while he was away. His disciples looked for him. Those who were in need looked for him. But when he was ready to be found, that's when they found him. And he did that because he was ready to return to his work. He was ready to continue to spread the good news of God's love and compassion. He was ready to once again to serve, to heal, and to teach. As this pandemic continues to be a part of our everyday lives, I encourage you to take a moment to ask yourselves, how are you doing? Do you need to take a moment to rest and renew your spirit? Do you need to reach out to someone to talk to about how you're feeling? Compassion fatigue is real. Depression is real. Anxiety is real. And we all experience all of these emotions. That's normal. It's what we do with these emotions that can be of concern. So I encourage you to take care of yourself and reach out to someone if you need support. We are here for you. You are not alone. You are not alone. For God is always with you. Amen.